This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Need surgery. Bisexuality. Triple bypass.
The best of both worlds. Triple bypass on Joy 94.9.
That's right, guys. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. Thanks to the mob over with Urban Dreaming. Once again, spectacular show. Always tough to follow, but we'll do our best. I'm Rivi.
I'm James.
And I'm Claire.
That's right. We are joined by Claire Bowen tonight, who's here to give us a helping hand. Claire has willingly helped out here at Joy as our possibly our new podcaster, which is all very exciting. If you want to give us a hand over here, feel free to check out on the Joy website how you can help volunteer. We're always looking for more people to get involved. You can also get involved in our show right now by messaging us on 0427-JOY-949, emailing us at onair@joy.org.au, checking us out at Facebook at Triple Bypass or on Twitter at Triple Bypass. We are everywhere, and we're here to put the B in LGBTI. Now, tonight, after that wonderful song with Panic at the Disco, girls/girls/boys, we're going to be chatting about online dating when you're bisexual, which is always a fun topic. I think the internet nowadays has given us a whole realm of possibilities that were there are definitely pros and cons to what you can do now with online dating, with dating apps, with dating websites, with all the possibilities for girls, boys, and everyone in between. So we're going to get kick-started off with that. I suppose this came about because I've got back onto Tinder.
And so, Ruby, how has that been working out for you?
Well, look, I have found with the Tinders, I can last for about 2 weeks before I get Tinder tired.
Tinder tired, like that Tinder tiger that's in all the profiles. Well, not all the profiles. If you're seeing both kinds of profiles.
That's the thing.
Talk to me about this, Ruby.
Tinder's great because you can put down if you want to see boys or girls or both. And so it is a smorgasbord for buys because you can basically, for the first time in my life, I can actually be talking to equal numbers of girls and boys at the same time, which is generally just given the makeup of the population of the world as we know it, which is, you know, about there are a lot more heterosexual men than there are women who are into women that are out. We don't know if it's really, you know, so by and large, if I'm in a room full of people and it's 50% men, 50% women, I can probably, you know, there are more of those men are open to me than women. But here I get to decide. And so I can just be like, there are a lot more men on Tinder than there are women.
Yes.
But it's really interesting decoding the language. For example, a lot of girls will have the little emoji of two girls holding hands on their profile. And that's how you know they want to go on cute dates. I'm all about cute dates.
Wow. And so what are the other codes? So there are codes within the Tinder platform itself.
Oh, emojis that they can are always use to, codes.
It's
a high, you know, it's the fastest growing language in the world.
Secret language of the internet.
Hieroglyphics have come back in a big way, guys. It's very exciting. So yeah, and that's the thing, because you've got to decode profiles in general, because you're going to get an idea. Because, you know, you don't want it to be too long, because no one wants to read that much text. But you've got to try and get away in a few words and five photographs the kind of person you are. So I make sure to include a photograph of me in my Starfleet uniform. Because I think it's really important they know I'm a big nerd. Really important. Like, if that turns them off, we're going to have some issues.
So you're actually choosing a very particular part of your personality to put on Tinder to make sure that you can filter enough people out so you're going to get a good hit rate, perhaps?
Exactly. Well, yeah. I basically want to, if people, anything that will make a guy be like, oh, maybe nah, I want to get that out of the way really fast.
Yes.
So on my profile, I do put down that I am political.
Yes.
As fuck.
You're political?
I would never have guessed.
To our dear new listeners, yes, I am political. I am so political. I am political all the time, forever. Which, you know, can be a turnoff for some people. Fair enough. Probs not for me.
So have you, in this current round in Tinder, have you found somebody who has talked politics with you?
No, actually. Last time, when I last dabbled in the Tinder waters in December, I had someone start saying, so Trump's the president now, the world's over, what are your feelings? And I was just like, good opening question. Let me respond.
How many hours do you have?
I was going to say, that was a long paragraph response. I was just like, and then, but to be fair, again, that was a whole thing of me just being like, when you ask me that question, here's how you can expect me to respond.
But do you find that you get, you know, flooded with blokes who just clearly haven't read the profile?
Because
this is most of the women I know, that's their experience.
Absolutely.
I have an ex who, she was on OkCupid, and she just turned off, on OkCupid, you can just turn off the ability for men to contact you at all. And she just went, just turn off the men and let's just talk to ladies. Because she was just, male responders were just far too likely to just not read her profile at all.
Mm.
And yeah, so she just found she got smaller numbers but higher quality.
I definitely remember OkCupid. I've been there. So OkCupid is more of a profile building website. It's free. Mm. You can do surveys that give you an idea, and the idea is that every time someone contacts you, you see from their surveys what your compatibility is. People don't look at that when they message you, and you can't control who can contact you. So I think one of the reasons I like Tinder is because I'm a big old control freak. And one of the great advantages of Tinder is that you both have to want to talk to each other before anyone can communicate. Well, it's definitely true. Well, they're OkCupid. Back when I was on that, I'd written a pretty long profile about all the stuff I liked. And I was getting all these messages being like, hey, sup? Hey, hey, hey. And it was so many that you just kind of had to. And I'd put up that I was bisexual. And that's the thing, though, because when you put out that you're bisexual on a profile where you can't filter who contacts you.
Yes.
It can get really weird really fast, and it still can get weird. So my profile now on Tinder is super bi, fast talking, strong minded, huge nerd, community radio presenter, represent, political as fuck, not for the faint of heart, I love to laugh, and an emoji of a girl and a girl holding hands, an emoji and a girl and a boy holding hands. Just to make it really clear that I'm bisexual.
Would you prefer other emojis also? I'm sorry, I'm going to go back to the secret language because secret languages have been the places where people who need to slide out from underneath certain regimes need to find their communication.
Mm.
So what other emojis would you like to have to communicate what you want?
This is a good one. So I guess like one of the emojis I wish was more understood is, you know how you can do a fist emoji? So you can do like the hand, like upraised hand, clapping. I would like a purple fist because that is a feminist symbol.
Mm. Yes.
I would like that because rather than saying feminist, I just want to have that and people who know it will know it.
Yes.
The other thing with Tinder is you can link it to your Facebook profile.
Yes.
And this will mean that it will show you people whose Facebook pages that you have both liked.
Yes.
Now, I don't do this, but a friend of mine had this ingenious idea. So she goes around and she likes Facebook pages of groups she does not belong to.
Oh, that's genius.
Which basically means that if a guy, they both swipe right and she'll see the groups you have in common. Things like Meninist, Men's Rights Association, True Blue Crew, groups that she does not feel very strong, you know, that she has strong feelings about in the negative. She's like, I know you like these groups, you're gone.
Groups where they're secretly titled, I'm a terrible person, you shouldn't associate with me.
Basically, where they're titled like, you know, if these are things you care about, we're going to fight all the time, forever, every day.
I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
That is absolutely genius.
It is. You're all free to steal that.
I have a social, a big social group that means on Tinder I have to swipe past so many people because I'm like, oh no, they're in the same group. That means they'll know everybody. Go left. Is that right?
I think that it's less likely to be social groups, more likely to be things that you all like. So, for example, I have, I have a group that's bisexuals who think hummus is nice.
Right and true. Right and true.
That's an important voting block. I think the Greens are going after that one.
Equal Marriage Rights Australia.
Yes.
Felicia Day. The United States of Women. A Mighty Girl Brunswick Guest Martial Arts. That's right, guys. I know jiu-jitsu. Which, again, turns some guys right off. Which is interesting because when they think there's a chance I can kick their butts, which I can.
Yes.
They're just like, nah. No,
that's not what I'm on here for. I'm here for it. Well, in Melbourne, is Tinder the one-night hookup?
So
I come from another city where it has turned into that.
It started as that. I think, though, it's become so much easier to use. But the problem is, I think, with a lot of, like, you know, and when you don't have the issue that you would have with OkCupid, where you have to filter through, where you have no control over who gets to contact you. And the fact is, a lot of the time, while profiles are good, especially when you're a younger person, a lot of it does come down to photos. And there are certain types of photographs as well that you do see reoccurring and that you do start to just clue into the thing of like, just not, just not, just not. And maybe I'm generalising, maybe I'm not giving people a chance. But again, you make a decision very quickly.
May I ask what kinds of photos are immediate journalists?
If you're wearing sunglasses in every single photograph, I'm going to swipe left.
Because eyes are important.
Eyes are important. If if every single photograph is you topless on a beach, good for you, mate. I'm still going to swipe left.
If you cannot work out which person they are, because they're all group photos, that I am not into that.
If none of the photographs are clear, it's just like, just get your phone and take a decent photo, mate. And the thing
what do you think about the holiday photos, though? There's always one photo in the set that's them in a rice paddy with an elephant.
Tinder tiger, James. So, you're talking about the Tinder tiger.
So, Claire, I think you're going to have to translate because you've mentioned this before, yes. And I think we need to explain.
I would like to propose an idea that there is a drugged tiger somewhere in Sumatra who is currently trying to get with a lot of people on Tinder around the world. There is a Tumblr about the Tinder tiger, and it is based in Denmark because that Tinder tiger is everywhere. I actually wanted to write a play about the Tinder tiger.
So this is guys in muscle tees posing next to an unconscious tiger?
Next to that poor drug tiger, wherever it is. It's somewhere in Thailand.
And it's the same tiger.
I don't know if it's the same tiger, but I would like
they
to
all
think
look
that
alike. That's a bit speciesist of you.
But just for an, especially because we're telling stories here about real people.
Mm.
And you know, and telling if you want to turn that into a story that is that kind of goes across borders, mostly you have to then amalgamate them into images that everyone can recognise. And the Tinder tiger is in my experience, is 30 to 40 year old men. We've got the Tinder car. So it's a young man in front of his muscle car in the 20s.
A lot of those. And with sunglasses.
Honor, yeah. And 40 onwards is the Tinder fish. Because they've been fishing.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, see, you can't. I have quite a narrow age bracket, so I haven't gotten any tigers yet because I cut off at 32. That's just my dad. Yes. That's my line. And
40 was my line, so I got no Tinder fish until the writing group that was doing this play about Tinder. One was 20s. I was in my 30s and one was in their 40s. So we talked about completely different experiences about what you choose.
A lot of guys will put down use emojis a lot for as far as like football emojis and drinks, like, you know, the little drinking emojis to show what they're interested in doing. And it's all very interesting. I guess what I really like about that is it just feels so friendly as a bisexual person because I am able to, and like, you know, the majority of the photographs are still guys, but there are quite a few women on Tinder now who are looking to date women, which basically means that for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm actually living the bisexual ideal of talking to, you know, three men and three women and two couples. And, you know, I'm just like, I've got all these plates spinning and I'm like, finally, I've reached it. Finally, I'm really a bisexual. I can punch out my card. I can tick that off my bucket list. I can have equal number of dates. I have equal opportunity with everybody. It's great. We're going to talk more about the differences and also some of the I think how I've obviously put on my profile, but how you can bring up when you're bisexual, when you're dating, if that's something that, you know, people do want to bring up straight away, or if it's something you wait for the first few dates. I'm just a bit more like, nah, here's how it is. Do you like it? Nah, bugger off, mate. But that's just been me for a long time. Anyway, guys, so this is Triple Bi Bars. We're talking about online dating when you're bi or just when you feel like it. This is Joy 94.9. We'll be back after these short messages and a song. I'm Ruby.
I'm James.
And I'm Claire.
Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tina Arena. I love listening to Melbourne's most uplifting music mix on Joy 94.9.
That's right, guys. This is Joy 94.9, and that was Kill Verse Maine by Grimes, who's a fantastic artist out of Canada. Big fan. I'm Ruby.
I'm James.
And I'm Claire.
And we are Triple Bypass. James and I are here to put the B in LGBTI, and Claire is here to support us, as all good allies do. And we appreciate that. We have been talking tonight about online dating when you're a bisexual person, because I have recently reignited my interest in Tinder. I have mentioned before that I only can do this for about 2 weeks at a time, usually, and then I need to take 6 months off to recalibrate and restore my faith in humanity. And once that's finished, I can give another try. In case you can't tell, I'm not a hugely social person. And we've been discussing how the pros of Tinder over some other dating sites that have been used, such as OkCupid, in that it has a lot of control over who you get to talk to. And also, as a bisexual person, it is very exciting to be able to talk to as many men and women and non-binary people as I like, which is very cool. And I was explaining, it's the first time I've been able to do that. Now, James, you are married and you have a boyfriend, so you're mostly, as far as I can understand, your quota is set for now.
Let's just say I'm not actively looking.
Yeah, so but if the right person came along...
If the right person came along, then I'd go, yeah, let's see. I've got 12 minutes on Thursday.
But you're not, for example, you're not out on the dating sites right at the moment having a look around.
Well, that's a funny question. OkCupid does this weird thing where it'll stop talking to you after a while if it's clear that you're not responding to messages and you're not visiting the site. I had a random out-of-the-blue message from someone I didn't really connect with very well, but who was very persistent, who just out of the blue after like 12 months of silence sent me a message, and I sort of went to the site and went, oh, and left. But OkCupid went, hey, you're back again, you're active, and started sending me all these things, and all of a sudden people started visiting my thing, and then somebody sent me a message. So I've been chatting with a really nice person recently. So, and it's a bit of a weird thing because I was very honest up front and went, hey, I was not looking at all, but you seem nice, let's chat.
So on your profile, can I ask about this? Because I have I've been talking to someone who did say mention that he was poly. I was like, no worries. People usually put that on their profile, but okay, cool. And then he actually mentioned that he and his girlfriend were looking to date somebody, which I was like, okay, look, again, cool. I shouldn't be finding this out after we've started to talk. So, for example, on your profile, does it say, you know, married, have a boyfriend, look, you know, have 12 minutes per week available?
I am such an open book. I'm just,
A graphic novel, maybe? I
think I was born without the TMI gland. So I just sort of put it all out there on the, you know, on my profile, explaining everything. So, yeah, very clearly stating, this is who I am, this is what I'm looking for, this is the situation I live in. And, yeah, and I'm sure that cuts out, like, 99.9% of people who might respond, but that's fine.
I'm just going to stop you right there. We have just received a donation, which is very exciting, from Kate in Florida, US, for $20. Kate, thank you, you absolute champion. I'm not sure if we can send you a bumper sticker to the United States because overseas shipping is hella expensive, but we're going to check it out.
We're on the opposite side of the planet, and it's a long way.
But Kate, for you, I'm going to ask. And if not, you can use our logo and print one out and make it. I'm sure. I'll figure something out for you, Kate. You're a legend. If you guys also want to donate, you can check out our website at joy.org.au. We are still in Radiothon. We are $30,000 away from reaching our highest target ever. You can also just join the conversation if you want on 0427-569-949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can check Triple Bypass info out on Facebook and on Twitter. And you can also check out our podcast at iTunes. Don't be afraid to leave a review. We're always happy to get feedback as long as it's not too mean. That goes to my online profiles too. Constructive feedback is appreciated. If you're going to be mean to me, nah, none of that. I'm not into that. I'm sure some people are, just not me.
You know, there's the old saying, you know, treat them mean, keep them keen. In our case, it's more treat them mean, you get swiped left.
Exactly. I think you can block at any time, which is nice. And then, you know, Tinder's like, why do you want to block them? It's just like, you know, no interest, inappropriate content. Got another message in. I state that I'm bisexual on Grindr and most people just want a pic.
An intimate picture.
An intimate picture. Whether or not they're looking for a relationship is another story. Tristan, who is sitting at Flinders Street Station. Hey, Tristan.
Hey, Tristan.
Hope your train comes soon, buddy. But yeah, look, I as a woman, I feel that the economy on dick pics, it's a bit, there's just an oversaturation of the market and not a whole lot of demand. So I just kind of feel like creating more of that right now is a bad investment.
Just in terms of Keynesian economics, yeah, this is an oversupply and a low demand situation.
Exactly. So Tristan, you actually bang on in just holding back on that because you're just adding to, you're like, you know, the market's saturated, you're not going to get any big returns for your efforts. And I just don't get the huge appeal. I just like, I have to admit, if I'm talking to somebody and out of the blue, unasked, I get a picture of their genitals, I will stop talking to them.
Yes.
This because, maybe because particularly, you know, I'm someone who does take a long time before I want to have sex with somebody. And not everyone is the same. But again, unsolicited genitals are generally bad.
And people do actually know that there is an epidemic and an over-demand. So what I'm always interested in is why they don't choose something that will cut through the noise. We do.
Live. Put a hat on it.
Really arty. Black and white, dark, backlit.
Even try something else. A nice trapezoid would be excellent. Perhaps a bicep.
Smiley face on it with a sharp
the back edge. Is the beautiful... You know, a nice ankle. You can go old school and give us your calf.
Can I just say though,
I'm a chestnut.
I've been doing this sort of stuff for a while. Like I'm 43. I'm quite old.
Please tell me you don't mean the dick pic.
No, the dick pic thing. I've never sent an unsolicited dick pic. Anyway, but I actually got my first unsolicited dick pic like 6 months ago. The last time I was on OkCupid, and it was
clearly
just like,
it stayed with you for 6 months ago, and the memory still.
No, because
right
it's there. Only happened once, and it was just this guy, and it wasn't entirely like it wasn't 100% unsolicited. It was more 99% unsolicited because he said, he basically said, I've taken some dick pics. Could I get your feedback on them, basically? And I did say I don't think you should be sending these to anyone who doesn't ask. But then he went, here they are, and I was like, I don't recall saying yes, but okay, yes, they're fine.
There's an entire Tumblr for writing those kind of pictures.
I think it's so divine.
And one woman has actually made an art exhibition about the dick pic she received without solicitation because she's like, well, you didn't ask if I could get it, so now I'm not going to ask you before I put it up on the wall and blow it up to huge sizes and let everybody comment on them. Which I think is really the way to go about it. Look, guys, we're going to come back and talk about more about online dating, probably less about pictures of genitals, just my own personal preference. We also got a slap message in from Marky Mark and Clifton Hill saying he's loving the interesting chat. Mate, I'm very glad to hear that.
You are indeed a funky bunch, so thank you, Marky Mark.
This is Triple Bypass, the bisexual show on Joy. Joy 94, that is. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Rhodes, and you're listening to Australia's LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
Very chill. That was Beck Sandridge with You're a Fucking Joke, which I think was appropriate given we were just talking about people who send you unsolicited genital pictures. You're listening to Triple Bypass, here to put the B in LGBTI. I am your bisexual host, Ruby.
I'm your bisexual co-host, James.
And I'm Claire.
Claire is a bisexual ally.
Yes.
Now, during that song and the break, we got another message from Tony. Now, we have been talking about online dating, particularly we've been a bit of a focus on Tinder, as I have been back on Tinder over the last few days. Already the Tinder fatigue is setting in, but I'm just holding out for a hero, I suppose you might say. And we've been talking about, as a bisexual person, Tinder does give the option to see both male and female profiles. Yes. I'm not sure if Tinder has another. I think if they do, I would have ticked it because non-binary people... all up in there. Also, couples use Tinder. Sometimes they'll tell you they're a couple, sometimes they won't. It's a surprise!
That's not continual consent, people.
No, it is absolutely not. But during the... we were just discussing the experience that James has had on OkCupid with an unsolicited picture of his genitals. Another message we got in saying, I think porn has become so normalised and mainstream that nude pics are how queer men say hello. It's a worry. That's from Tony. Tony, I agree with all of that except for the fact that it's not just queer men. A lot of very heterosexual men send a lot of pictures of their penises to heterosexual women.
You see, if it's a cis man thing, then in theory, I would assume then that in like gay dating community, it'd be sort of mutual unsolicited dick pics. Would it? I don't know. I don't have any experience with this.
Well, yeah, I don't use Grindr. I'm only the target audience for that that app. I have never received one. I've had someone who I'd actually been on a date with and who I'd gotten on quite well with and talked, being like, we'd have a bit of a chat, and he's like, I almost sent you one, being a dick pic. And I was like, I'm quite glad you didn't because, you know, I was having a nice time chatting with you. And if I'd suddenly opened up an attachment and seen your penis, I would have been a bit shocked. Now, on Tinder, you can't send photographs. You can send GIFs. And they do block porn GIFs. However, I found out a few days ago you can do really vulgar things with fruit and that these things have been GIFed. So I got sent a GIF of an orange. And I like oranges. They're a good source of vitamin C. I'm not going to be eating oranges for a little while because there's a split in the middle of them. And, yeah, look, point is, didn't appreciate it. Didn't appreciate it one little bit.
So can I make a proposal then? Maybe it is the personality of the people using the dating site that decides whether they send pictures of genitals or whether they start out with words and ideas first or whether they start out with a joke.
Now, there's the thing. The first thing you say is always... starting the conversation is always the hardest thing on Tinder. There's a whole, like, awkward silence and you both kind of wait for somebody to say something.
Yes.
So, you know, you swipe right to say yep, and if that person swipe right as well, you get, it's a match, start messaging. And then yes, you're just like, and now what?
Yes.
My personal theory is that a lot of people on the internet, maybe a majority of people on the internet, are they want to know that they've been seen, that, you know, they've been recognised as a person. So on OkCupid, if I make the first move talking to somebody, what I'll always do is read their profile very thoroughly and then pick out the things that I thought were interesting about it. For one thing, here's a tip, especially for the cis guys out there. Read the profile.
Especially on OkCupid, because they can be, like, you know, people write up to 400 words. So they're actually trying to give you a detailed analysis of who they are.
You know, and if you read the profile and find that nothing in the profile jumps out at you as something you're interested in, don't send them a message.
Don't talk to them.
Move on to the next one. You don't have to send a message to everybody. Anyway, but what I'll always do is if I've read the profile and I like it, I'll always say hello and say, I really like these things in your profile. These are things we have in common. I thought this joke was really funny. I laughed out loud at this particular joke. Blah, 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 blah.
You know, so you're one of the good ones, James.
No.
That's nice. So you know, and when having been on OkCupid up until I pulled back because there was a lot of people who messaged me just with a, hey, how's it going? And like, it's like, great, we have nothing in common. Why are you talking to me? I'm not attracted to you. I don't want to talk to you. This is really overwhelming. And that was happening, you know, 30 times a day.
My favorite is sup. It's like, wow, four key presses, S-U-P, enter.
I got whoa from somebody, just whoa. I was like, hey.
That?
Well, this was the person who sent me the orange.
Hello, orange person.
Oh, man. I've been asked a few times because of my profile, I do say that I'm super bi. And someone's like, what does that mean? My response is, I have a radio show about it. Because I talk about this extensively once a week. So I'm not one of your, you know, one of your normal, not one of your normal, but I'm not a demure bisexual. If you date me and ask me about it, I will tell you at length, not just about bisexuality and its history, but I'll give you statistics. I'll give you quantities. I'll give you a brief history of it as a recognized sexuality. I'll tell you about the history of the Kinsley scale. These are all things you must understand if you want to date me. This, like the inclusion of my picture of me in a Starfleet uniform, is all there to let people know I'm an odd person.
Have you ever had the experience, though, of somebody who's monosexual, so lesbian, most likely in your case, who has seen that you're bisexual and has responded negatively to that?
Well, I suppose, firstly, I'm not sure if Tinder is particularly lesbian-friendly. It may be. The other thing would be that, generally, if they've swiped right for me, they've said they wanted to talk to me. So I have not had, except for this one orange guy, I have not had a lot of experience people swiping to talk to me to make me feel uncomfortable.
That's an excellent result, I have to say, because there are some other experiences where...
Oh, yeah.
People are specifically there
absolutely
to make other people uncomfortable.
And you can shut it down fast is the other thing. Mm-hmm. So you can shut a conversation down in Tinder very fast. You can block them.
Yes.
Straight away. I've had innuendo that I did not appreciate. And
yes,
when I let him know that when I mentioned that I was having a nap with my cat, I didn't mean I wanted to have a nap with him and that I didn't need to know he had a rough tongue. That I didn't feel that. Just didn't need to know that. And then, of course, I was like, look, that's fine. I actually prefer to leave the innuendo till we know each other a bit better. End of conversation forever.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is fine as well. Oh, we've just got a member. We just got a membership received from Thomas from Beaumaris. Thank you so much for joining. That's very exciting. You've got in the running to win a Holden Astra. That's right, guys. Just a brief segue from our dating chats. We are still going through Radiothon, which means we are trying to raise some final bits of money because Joy is a community radio station. We're here for you, by you. We're not commercial. So if you want to join up, you can go in the running to win a few pretty cool prizes, including a brand new car. You can also make a tax-deductible donation at our website at joy.org.au.
Sorry, I just think, I always feel like that phrase should be said in that particular sale of the century phrasing, a new car.
I've always wanted to say that on the radio. I was very excited to hear that that was a prize this year.
So well done, Thomas.
Well done, Thomas. And also thank you to Kate back from St. Petersburg who gave us a donation as well. It's always great. If you guys want to, even if you don't donate, we still would love to hear from you because we're a little desperate. Message us on 0427 569, we're not, 949 or on air at joy.org.au. Never jokes, we do really, really like to hear from you.
When we're talking about online dating, let's not talk about how desperate we are.
We're talking about online dating in public on the radio. I'm pretty sure it's clear.
I think so too. But just because I now feel super awkward, nah, jokes. We're going to go to a break, play some ads, play some tunes. The next song that's coming up is So Special by Muna. But first you could listen to some ads, so stay tuned for that. You're on Triple Bypass on Joy.
Hey, we're the Veronicas, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
That's right. This is Joy 94.9, and you're listening to Triple Bypass. We're here to put the B in LGBTI. I'm Ruby.
I'm James.
And I'm Claire.
That's right. Claire is joining James and I tonight. She is our bisexual ally here, this wonderfully bi room.
It's an honorary bi tonight.
An honorary bi tonight. And that was So Special by Muna. Guys, tonight we have been talking about online dating with a particular emphasis on Tinder. A little bit of OkCupid on the side, just the way we like it. Anyway, we've been talking about the pros and cons of being as a bisexual person using an app like Tinder, which basically allows you to control who can talk to you because they can't talk to you unless you want to talk to them. But also that allows you to speak to people of more than one gender. And how, for me, it's very exciting to be able to be flirting with boys and girls in equal numbers for the first time in my life, which is great. And so I suppose one of the things that I thought was interesting is that on my profile I make clear that I'm bisexual. Now, I know this is not something that everybody wants to do. For some people, it's something that will come up later in a conversation or when they've been dating for a little while. That's always, you know, the issue of when do you tell them you're bi.
And this sort of, I understand for a lot of people, and this is true for people of all sorts of groups, they sort of feel like it's almost wrong for society to demand that they come out. You know, it's like that, you know, you this is something you must
disclose.
This
isn't society, this is your partner.
Well, yeah, but it's like this idea that it's something that you have to disclose and you've done something wrong if you don't.
I think the other thing is bisexuality is the only sexuality where you'd have to come out to your partner. Generally, you haven't got to do that if you're gay or you're straight.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because if you're gay and you're dating someone of the same sex, you will both assume that you're both gay.
Yeah.
So I think that's the other thing. It actually, the pressure as a bisexual person is to tell your partner, actually, I am not monosexual, is unique. We'll also go if you're pansexual. I imagine as well if you're polyamorous or polysexual.
Yes,
it can be something that you have to come out with as well. So you don't have to, but I suppose the thing is, if you not coming out can also be quite a pressure on people. Like to not to be able to joke. So on our radiothon show, which was on a few weeks ago, which you can check the podcast out at iTunes or joy.org.au/triple bypass, two of my friends came on and they were actually, they're engaged. And so it's a cis man and a cis woman and they're engaged and they're both bisexual. And they both talk about how much fun it is having a bi partner because they can check out everybody together.
Yes.
And they think it's great that, you know, it's like, oh, he's cute. What do you think about him, Chris? And Chris is like, yeah, he's pretty good. What about her? She's really cute. And they can just think, they just find everybody cute together. And but of course, there's always the blowback. You know, people have mentioned when they come out if they're bisexual, you know, their partner can react really negatively. There can be, you're going to cheat on me, you're going to leave me, depending on, from what I've heard, based on some deep analysis I did on the internet, which is basically just reading a bunch of forums. If a bisexual woman comes out to a male partner, he's usually pretty cool, but he is going to bring up a threesome.
Yes.
Yeah, and I did. Way back in the mists of time, back on IRC, which was like the internet chat before all the other internet chats, I used to go, you know, when I was a baby bisexual, I used to go out and, you know, try to find guys to hook up with. And that was about the only time I can remember really receiving, you know, biphobic abuse, you know, not exactly face-to-face, text-to-text, from guys who just sort of went, oh, so here are all these assumptions and all these negative stereotypes about bisexual men, and you must be this and you must be that and you must be this other thing. And that was really upsetting. I didn't even realize that was a thing at that time. Now, of course, I know better. But but for me, that was just like, why would you make these assumptions about me?
Yeah, I think as a bisexual woman, the most assumptions I've gotten are from lesbians.
Mm.
As far as negative, as far as, no, I'm not going to date you. So I have not personally sought out any lesbian dating apps, which I know exist, because I don't feel that I would be particularly welcome in those spaces. Well, I feel with Tinder, a lot of the women on there, even if they are just looking for other women, they know that there are men on the side as well. So it's more likely there'll be people who are looking for either or, as opposed to one or the other. But I have to admit, aside from a few mishaps and a few unsolicited graphic images of citrus fruit, which I have talked about previously, because people find a way to send you graphic imagery, even if they can't send you the classic dick pic, and ruin your vitamin C intake for a while. You know, it's, I've actually found it quite interesting. I can't keep it up for long. I tend to find that after 2 weeks, it does get a bit overwhelming because there are a lot of messages coming through and you're either trying to keep those going or to find other dates.
It's a little bit like the fact is that it uses up energy. It's something that, you know, interacting with people can be tiring. So I suppose it's just it empties out that battery that you have.
It does. It does. Look, I'm going to, if anyone is interested, I can definitely bring an update in next week. But we do have to wrap up there, guys. Coming up next, we have Jazz Sessions, which is our new show, which has a Jam Session, sorry, and interviews queer artists, and they're playing live music. And this week's guest is Elizabeth Naztanta. So stay tuned for that, guys. But we'll be playing just a few more ads and a quick song, which is called Big Enough by Kieran J. Callinan featuring Alex Cameron. It's a pretty good song about there being enough space for everybody, which I think is pretty appropriate for a bisexual show. Now, this has been Triple Bypass. I'm Ruby.
I'm James.
I'm Claire. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And this is Joy 94.9. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.